Welcome to the Choose You Netcast. This is Jim Langlois with a word from Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's my prayer that this netcast will encourage and cheer you on as we join forces to draw the line in the sand, defending our faith and our households in the resurrection power of Jesus. Join me each weekday as we dig deeply into God's amazing word and bring up the rich treasures of his blessings. Are you ready?
Choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house. I said choose you this day whom you will serve. But that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.
Good morning, NetWorld, and thank you for tuning in. We're continuing our series called The Gospel of Christ. And our text is Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. And the gospel stands for the good news. It's the birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And we've talked about all four of those aspects. But today I also want to let you know that the gospel includes healing. You see, not only have we been forgiven, not only have we inherited eternal life and been freed from the bondage of the nature of sin, being its control and rulership, but also through the power of the resurrection, our physical bodies have also been quickened or given life. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 in the King James Version says, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or give life to your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." If you've ever read the Bible, you'll notice that Jesus preached the gospel and people were healed. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people." And then in Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35, it says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." The blessing of the covenant, or we could say of the gospel, includes healing. That's because Jesus is the healer and the deliverer. Acts chapter 10, verses 36 through 43. It says, "The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things, which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they killed by hanging on a tree. Him God raised up on the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but to witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who is ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." And this was actually prophesied in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And reading verse 5 in the Amplified Version, it says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our guilt and iniquities, the chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole." Wow, the gospel of Christ, I call it the universal rescue protocol for all. Do you need healing? It can be physical, mental, or even emotional healing. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that your covenant, the gospel, includes healing of, and now name what you're healed of. I thank you for destroying the works of the devil for me. I now believe that I am healed from this sickness, disease, mental, and emotional stress by the blood of Jesus. I thank you for healing my body and healing my mind. I will now begin to do what I could not do before, believing that I am healed in Jesus' name. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you sent your word, the gospel, and healed me. See, what we say and confess is very important to our faith. And it says that in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 through 24. It says, "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." I have a rather long confession I'd like for you to repeat after me, and each part of it is based on Scripture. If you would like this list, along with the Scriptures that they came from, please write to me at Pastor Jim at TMH, which stands for The Master's House, TMH, now, now.org. That's Pastor Jim at TMHnow.org. Write to me, and I'll send you this complete confession with the Scripture references. So say this after me. Are you ready? By grace, I am saved through faith. It is not of myself. It's the gift of God. I love God, spirit, soul, and body. I love my neighbor as myself. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. He is the Lord who heals me. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. No evil will befall me, and no plague will come near my dwelling. He has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Goodness and mercy follows me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is Christ in me than he who is in the world. Above all things, I prosper and have health, just as my soul prospers. The Lord has given me power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. God hasn't given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. The Lord has pleasure in my prosperity. Because I'm a tither and giver, the Lord has opened the windows of heaven. He is pouring out a blessing to me that there's not enough room to receive it. I have life, and I have life more abundantly. I am one who scatters and yet increases. God makes all grace abound to me, and I have all sufficiency in all things. I have abundance for every good work. I have power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. I am Christ's, Abraham's seed, and an heir to the promise. I am blessed according to Abraham's covenant, in Deuteronomy chapter 28. The blessings come on me and overtake me. I am blessed coming in and going out. The Lord has commanded his blessing upon my storehouse. The Lord grants me plenty of goods. He has opened to me his good treasure. He blesses the work of my hands. I lend and do not borrow. I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. I do not turn aside from the commandments of God. I claim the year of Jubilee and believe I am debt-free. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I know the truth, and the truth has set me free. I believe I received nothing unless it has been given to me from heaven. It's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. I believe it in my heart, and I confess it with my mouth. And I have what I say, and I give God all the glory. Now shout hallelujah in Jesus' name. The gospel of Christ. Don't you love it? It's good news. Reading our text again, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. There is more to the gospel of Christ than simple salvation and forgiveness from sin. The gospel of Christ is, are you ready for this? The universal rescue protocol for all in any given situation. Let me read that again. The gospel of Christ is the universal rescue protocol for all in any given situation. The gospel is the story, the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. This particular story begins in Genesis chapter 1 all the way through the last verse in the book of Revelation and in reality continues forever. This is because Jesus has always existed. John chapter 1 verses 1 through 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. I wish we didn't have to stop, but our time is up. I can't wait to get back to it tomorrow. So please join me, same time, same place, same channel, and we'll continue with the gospel of Christ, the universal rescue protocol for all in any given situation. I call you blessed. You have been listening to the Choose You Netcast with Jim Langlois. If you have enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Jim Langlois Ministries on the Master's House website at tmhnow.org. That's tmhnow.org. On the media tab, you can listen to many more messages, subscribe to my daily devotional emails, and follow the link to my blog site. If you'd like to write me or become a financial partner with this ministry, my address is The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. That's The Master's House, Post Office Box 1568, Mechanicsville, Virginia, 23116. Online donations can also be made at tmhnow.org, and my email address is pastorjim@tmhnow.org. This is Jim Langlois saying be blessed, you and your whole household. Until next time.
Choose you this day, but that's for me and my house, me and my house, me and my house.